As you know, we bring you these prophecy updates. Do you enjoy the prophecy updates? Let me ask. Do you like those? Because I'm going to do them anyway. I'm going to do them anyway, but I'd like to know that you enjoy them. So we read the news, we listen to the news, we look for trends that seem to corroborate the centuries-old Bible prophecies that let us know we're in the last days. Grant Jeffries, in one of his books, lists 38 prophecies that have been fulfilled or in the process of being fulfilled in our generation. And then he calculates the odds of just six of those predictions being fulfilled in one generation as one in almost 16 billion. And the odds of all 38 being fulfilled is virtually beyond computation and comprehension. The single event that cements all these things together and gives credibility to the notion that they are indeed end times events is the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 39, for example, prophesied saying, when I have brought them back from the nations and have gathered them from the countries of their enemies, I will show myself holy through them in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, for though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind. I will no longer hide my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares the sovereign Lord. Israel recently surpassed two milestones. The first was that during Passover, the Jewish population of Israel passed the symbolic 6 million mark, the same number of Jews who were believed to have been killed during the Nazi Holocaust, while the country's total population is now 8 million. So 6 million Jews now live in Israel, very symbolic number to the Jewish mindset because of the Holocaust. Tom Segev, an Israeli historian and author, told the Daily Telegraph, and I quote, within 5, 7, or 10 years, you might be able to say that most Jews in the world live inside Israel, and it will be legitimate to use the cliche that for the first time in 2,000 plus years, the Jews are in Israel. Now, we might be used to this because this has all happened in our generation, but this is an absolute miracle when it comes to the history of the world. And it is predicted in the Bible. God said that he would scatter his people and that in the last days he would regather them in their land. The second milestone was that Israel celebrated its 65th anniversary since becoming a nation again in 1948. One Jewish blogger noted, 65 years ago, it was far from obvious that Israel would survive. It was even far from obvious that a Jewish state would be created in the first place. Here's how Isaiah saw it over 2,000 years ago. He says this in Isaiah 11, verses 11 and 12. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Now, we know that Israel's regathering in their ancient homeland is just the beginning of what God has for his promised people. They are there in unbelief, which is itself a fulfillment of prophecy in Ezekiel. In order to bring them to faith in Jesus Christ, God will bring them through what the Bible calls the time of Jacob's trouble. We know it as Gentiles as the 7-year great tribulation. At the end of that time, that future time of woe upon the earth, Jesus will return in his second coming, and all surviving Israel, the Bible says, will look upon him whom they've pierced, and they will believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so this is the world in which we live, the world in which the Bible predicted would be happening in the end times. Israel, a nation again in her homeland, the stage, the world stage being set for the second coming of Christ. Now, we, of course, as Christians, are looking for the imminent return of Jesus Christ to resurrect the dead in Christ of the church age and to rapture living believers. If you're not ready for that, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.